podcasting with limited bandwidth from his mom's basement. It's the Internet Tommy Internet Radio Show, broadcasting to you live on the Internet. The Internet Tommy Radio Show is brought to you by the Internet. And now, with no particular agenda or preparation, here's Tom.
Oh, dear.
What happened?
Wait a minute.
This guy.
Wait a minute. Mom! Hi. Welcome to the Internet Tommy Radio Show. I'm Internet Radio Tommy, and this is my show, and it's the big Memorial Day special. We've got so much stuff planned.
Really?
Like what, Tommy?
For example?
I don't know. I just thought I'd say that. That's what everybody says.
Will you entertain a question?
Well, yeah, Rob, I'll do that. I just didn't, you know, you didn't know you were going to ask me.
No.
I thought you were supposed to say we got a lot of stuff planned.
Yeah, you are.
Jesus.
See you?
Sounds big.
I took the Lord's name.
Yeah, careful,
Tom. Are you phoning it in because it's summer? Are you on vacation already?
Summertime.
Ah, the jammies.
No, I never phone it in, Oscar. I always put a lot of time and effort into what I do. Phoning it in is not in my wheelhouse. No.
I think that's it.
Okay.
No, but you know what? You don't even have a phone.
I don't have a hard line.
Or a wheelhouse.
I don't even have a cell phone. I have a fake one.
Now, here's my question for you.
I bring it out around chicks.
Yeah, sure.
And how often is that?
Not often.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Memorial Day. It used to be called Decoration Day.
Right. Used to be called Decoration Day. Why? Right.
Well, you decorate
a tree at Christmas. You don't decorate anything on Memorial Day.
And I was just talking with my acquaintance Oscar about how it is the unofficial start of summer, but...
Como te amas.
You've been working on your Spanish.
Do you know?
Como te amas. I'm fine.
Yes. I want you to tell me, Tom.
Yes.
Tell me what Memorial Day is really all about.
Memorial Day is a time for...
You know what you might want to use? I know we've used your sexy voice. Do you have a serious voice?
Because I do.
This is a solemn...
I do. Oh, gosh, I do. Oh, gee, I do.
This is a solemn holiday in many ways, and it might call... Yeah.
Really glad you asked for that voice.
Are you really?
I am.
So here's Internet Tommy with his serious voice talking about Memorial Day.
Do you have patriotic music?
I can get some.
Let's get some patriotic... Oh, that's I have that. Hold on a second.
We should have that for the Memorial Day show.
Memorial Day. Oh, no. Why are you guys laughing?
Well, that was kind of scary.
I'm doing my serious tribute.
It sounds like you're pinching a loaf.
It does. Now, just so people know, Tom, before
that's
you...
That's not funny.
Well, maybe a little.
That's not funny.
Could we have just a taste for comparison's sake, and certainly not for Memorial Day, just a taste of your sexy voice?
Huh? Yeah.
You are so full of whimsy today.
You are.
I am.
Yeah. How about just
goofy time?
Just a little of your
goofy time, just like every day.
Just a little of your sexy voice.
Okay. With the music?
Not with the patriotic.
Well, just give us a sample.
Yeah.
Memorial Day.
No. You don't talk about Memorial Day with a sexy voice.
I want to do my serious voice again. Okay,
all right.
Please.
Yes. All right, please.
Now for this you can
no laughing.
For this you can use the music.
All right.
Get ready.
Memorial Day.
Wow. Didn't see that coming.
Oh, you did it again.
I have to ask.
You did it again. Damn it. I'm trying to be serious here. What the hell's going on?
You don't,
Mom.
No.
Mom.
When you do that voice, you don't sound a thing like yourself. Have you been working with a coach?
No. You asked for it. And I just came up with it because you asked me to do it. Can I do it again, please?
I don't know. Can you?
Without all of the fun.
All right. This is serious.
As I said, this is a solemn occasion.
Focus. It is serious.
Which is why you're using your serious voice.
Here we go.
Okay.
Internet Radio Tommy.
Memorial Day.
See, now you're cracking your cell phone.
I'm sorry.
How old are you anyway?
I'm 60. No, I'm not.
No, you're young.
I'm 14.
I think you're still finding... tolerations. 14. I think you're fighting.
When did you turn 14?
Wait, man, when did I turn 14?
You don't have a birthday like the other guy.
That's it. You've asked me the question I don't know the answer to, so I say S and D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Memorial Day.
The enormous amount of tissue loss prevents any detailed analysis. However, the attacking squalus must be considerably larger than any normal squalus found in these waters. This is not a boat accident. It wasn't any propeller. It wasn't any coral reef. And it wasn't Jack the Ripper. It was a shark.
Memorial Day.
Now, I'm not saying that this is not the shark. It probably is, Martin. It probably is. It's a man-eater. It's extremely rare for these waters. But the fact is that the bite radius on this animal is different than the wounds on the victim. I want to be sure. You want to be sure. We all want to be sure, okay? And what I want to do is very simple. The digestive system of this animal is very, very slow. Let's cut it open. Whatever it's eaten in the last 24 hours is bound to still be in there, and then we'll be sure.
Look, fellas, let's be reasonable, huh? This is not the time or the place to perform some kind of a half-assed autopsy on a fish. And I am not going to stand here and see that thing cut open and see that little Kentner boy spill out all over the dock.
Dan and Dean!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Brew the tea!
I don't know what that means.
I'm glad you used your serious voice, though.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world.
Thoroughly.
From the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, May 26, 2011, and we are over 148 countries. And here it is.
Yes.
7 million downloads.
Whoa. How
about it? Did we hit it yesterday?
We did.
Oh, you did.
On the big
board. Damn it. I feel really left out now.
Actually, we hit it the day before, and Mark informed you at the beginning of that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
what, I forgot that?
No. A lot's happened in that amount of time.
I don't recall that
either. I don't recall that at all.
I don't
Perhaps
either.
Mark will.
But it's hilarious that he brought it up.
Actually, a couple of days ago when you were here.
He throws people under the bus and doesn't even know he's doing it.
No, there's no bus.
No, I don't recall it because, you know, I listen to this show every day.
I ask and I say, are we there? And he said, well, this week.
Uh-huh.
Mark Roddick.
That was earlier.
Yeah, because, you know,
Mark's doing some paperwork in the back. Let's get him out of here.
I got to read that copy yesterday, and I was shocked to see 7 million as well.
Right.
Uh-huh. We were both.
Did you say that we had hit 7 million 2 days ago?
Day before yesterday.
No. It was the Tuesday night I sent a email to Buzz to update the open copy.
Right, but earlier that day, at the beginning of the show when Mike did the number and said, have we turned over yet? You said, well, yes, we have. And then you sent me the email that evening.
No, that's not what happened, actually. All
right. We'll check the tapes. Hey,
this
trial's not over yet.
What happened was on Tuesday.
I'm so really happy right now.
Trial's not over yet. We haven't seen the evidence.
I'm so happy.
I would think we could review the tape if you could bring up a witness. But you're surrounded by guys that listen to the show for a living, and none of them heard it.
We happen to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on the show Tuesday, you had said, are we almost there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said, we're close. I still think it's going to be Friday. And it turned out after the day
ended.
See
what happened here.
Now,
what happened here is
what do you mean he never said that?
He never said on Tuesday, he never said it's going to be Friday.
Oh, yes, I did. I will pull
again,
the tape.
We'll have to look at
it. No,
the
what's
tape.
Really great here?
Hold on, RJ, another witness.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
He said it would be Friday.
That was his prediction. I do recall that because he said it would be that
Hold on. Original. And then the great communicator who doesn't have any idea how to express thoughts. You raise your hand like you're making a big point. That's what he just said. You're just corroborating what he just said.
So Mark's right.
So Mark didn't say it.
I'll produce the tape.
No. Mark is right when he said, I said it'd be Friday.
Yeah,
because
I
did say that
remember,
at one point. Yes.
I do remember him saying it would happen by Memorial Day.
Yes, then that was much on I an do even remember. Earlier show. Yeah. Yes.
So he never told me that we had hit 7 million.
No.
No.
No, which is what you said.
I could,
now, wait a minute. It's what you said.
I could be wrong, but I still think you should listen.
There's a crack in the armor.
I still think a chink in the wall. It isn't a big deal either way.
I mean, well, now it's not a big deal, but you were 10 minutes ago. It was a court case.
No. It's a big deal.
Not
it's
5 cents ago. It was Casey Anthony. But now it's not a big deal.
You don't win by being the loudest. It's a big deal.
No, you win by being right, Buzz.
It's because we hit 7 million. That's the big deal. We're very happy about that.
You see, Mike, we've all won. So let's, as Buzz would say, let's move on.
Oh, well, we shall. Anyway, our show today. Wow. Man, you know what? To say it's great to be back is an understatement.
Welcome back, Mike.
Brought sure to you, miss you by, if I lost, I'd be upset, by the DR Trimmer Mower. It's a trimmer. It's a mower. It's the original trimmer on wheels with 5 times the power of handheld models. Brand new sponsor for the Mike O'Mara Show. We're very happy about that. Back by...
That's not it.
Backed by 25 years of innovation, the DR Trimmer Mower cuts waste.
Back. They're going to do the back later, Mike.
The DR Trimmer Mower cuts waist-high grass and weeds without clogging or tangling, and it goes where other trimmers can't. So the DR Trimmer Mower for a free catalog.
Spark plug. There we go.
Sounds nothing like that.
No, it's no. This is not
sounds
it.
Nothing like that.
No.
It's a dramatization.
For a free catalog, a free DVD, and free shipping, visit drtrimmer.com or click their ad on our website. The DR Trimmer Mower.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you all. Glad to be here. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. On today's show, I want to start with a promo for a new bonus show that we're going to be taping today. We've been saying this on Facebook. That's why I didn't put the normal update on last night, because Mark wanted us to get the word out that on our bonus show, which we'll tape at roughly noon.
Yeah, maybe a little later.
12:15-ish.
About that time.
What is this?
This is music for solicitation.
This is what goes through my head all the time.
We're opening up our bonus show today to everybody on Ustream, correct?
That's right.
Is that how it's going to
work?
Well,
it's not open. We'll give you a key if you want to buy a key to open the door.
We're making it available.
The bonus show is normally live on video for our VIP members.
Right.
Only.
Today, we are opening that opportunity up to everyone who wants to purchase the live feed.
I thought it was free.
Oh, no, heavens Mike, no.
That's so not how we make we our have living. To make
didn't a I living. Say free I, on my webpage last
I was,
night?
I was with you, but I didn't ask details. So
I didn't ask
myself.
Details. Yes. Did I? Can you get my webpage?
Yeah.
Just
I'll
to see
it.
If I don't want to make, I want to make sure I didn't
I'll do
lie.
It on,
I think curious. What you said is that it was available, and it sure is.
Yeah.
He loves it.
We'll have to go over the tape.
Johnny Retail loves it. I don't mind what you're doing. I just don't know. So now... People have to.
So this show.
So the show that we're doing, which is going to be the match game today.
That's right.
One so of our great. Fabulous game shows is you're making it normally wouldn't be available to anybody except the people that already bought stuff.
Only the VIP members are able to watch the live video of our bonus shows.
Okay. So today it's available for purchase for everybody.
That's right.
And right now Mike has his fingers in his shoe.
Yeah.
Rob, I sit like this, man.
Do you really?
I
all
sit
the time?
Like
What's
this,
the
man.
Cost?
I really, really do. A
okay,
lot.
All right.
Go
to
back and look at the old videos because I think I sit like this for a lot of the shows, which means I'm just totally tense for every
can
every
he,
show.
Can Mark give us some details so we because we don't know
yeah.
clearly.
Yeah, hassle yeah, the one, dates, yeah. Mark.
You can get the live video and that'll also will have the it available for download as well yes. for $1.99.
That's not bad, Jesus. Yeah,
$1.99.
Yep. And then also if you're somebody who usually gets the bonus show audio on a weekly basis, you can get the video with the audio for $3.29.
That's not bad at all.
And
either.
What we're doing, you know, if you think, oh my God, you're no, we're not. We're doing what we need to do to keep this show solvent and make this show survive.
Right.
And the fact is, the match game today, if you want to see carnage, if you want to see, you know, a free-for-all, okay? For God's sakes, with the way Buzz started the day today, there might just be a death.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
There might be a death here
great
today.
Panel of stars with Mr. Diaz on the panel this time. It's going to be a great show.
Amen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's the match game today, and we love match game. Played it way back in the days of the Don and Mike show. Played it on the Mike O'Mara show, and we're going to play it on this show. It's going to be a lot of
way
fun.
Too love it. Way
I am looking
long.
Forward to it. Okay, thanks for you guys for covering for me yesterday. You know, we do that on this show. It happens occasionally. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to be somewhere. It seems like it's me more than anybody else, but I appreciate the guys sitting in. in because yesterday, as it turned out, I thought I'd be cutting it close to try to get to the show. Actually, it would have been impossible for me to even make the show yesterday. Increased security at Walter Reed Medical Center for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with and I don't know whether it's increased or whether I just happened to go through more scrutiny than I did the
DJ.
Last time.
You're you're sort of a shady looking DJ.
I'm a shady looking guy. Yeah. I'm a shady looking guy. So Walter Reed, what T-shirt I'm wearing today.
That's a great shirt. That's
you look like you're from the Middle East.
Don't you just show them your skin and point to it?
Hey, look at this. Does that look Middle East? Huh? Anyway,
they opened the gates.
Went over to Walter Reed Army Medical Center yesterday, and it was my second trip, and I am going to make it happen that all of us will be able to get there because
excellent.
I really, especially the guys in the media, we should all go and do this. And yesterday's visit was one that stuck in my craw a hell of a lot more than the last time. The last time we went over there, we went to about three or four rooms, mm-hmm. and it was a very arranged tour with people that wanted to see you.
Okay.
Yesterday was absolutely incredible. It takes my breath away.
Now, how? In what way?
We saw the physical therapy center at Walter Reed mm-hmm. for the amputees. And it has stayed with me. I woke up with it this morning. It was the first thing I talked about on the radio. It's the first thing I plan to talk about here. And I don't want to get maudlin on it, but I will just say that if you're rolling around this weekend and you're saying, oh, I don't have any parties to go to or I don't have the beach, if you think on any level, and myself more than anybody else, that you got it bad, that you got stuff going on right. in your life that's rough, let me tell you, brother, it ain't nothing compared to what these wounded warriors are dealing with each and every day. And they are the most inspirational people I have ever seen. That's the good part. And I'll lay out the part that just concerns me a little bit because you see that. Mm-hmm. I don't care what your politics are. You look at that and you just can't say what a friggin' waste when you look at a room that is wall-to-wall with guys hobbling, moving their bodies around,
right,
trying
right.
to shift on a, because their legs have been blown off at the waist practically, trying to move around on a chair.
In war.
And you just say, yeah, the whole war thing, you go, my God, insanity. And but with that said, it's the way it is. And you know what? We're the United States, and we do this. And that's what we do around the world, because we try to make things right. And these warriors that go out and do this,
the upside, the spirit of these guys.
Oh, because amazing, you know what? Yeah. And this is the way it was explained to me by Roger, the head of the physical therapy unit down there. Roger said to me that most of these guys process it this way, that they're going to get back. They're going to get their prosthetic. Mm. They're going to get back to walking. They're going to get back to running. They're going to get back to shooting.
Right.
They're going to get back to driving a car. And they're going to do all this, and they're going to be back. And the reason they're going to be back, because if they're not, then the enemy has succeeded. And the people, the asshats that blew those guys up with an IED have succeeded.
Right.
And that is the driving force. He said that
makes
to
sense.
Me. That's the attitude. So Walter Reed Army Medical Center, which is really going to move soon. It's going to move over to Bethesda Naval Hospital. It's just something that I am so privileged to have a job where I get to go in and do that. And I remember every one of these guys, and they stick out in your mind. And, you know, it's just a great experience. And so I hope that sometime in the year 2011, before the holidays, we can get over there in the fall. And let's figure out, put all your wonderful brains on this, figure out something unique that we can maybe put some money from the show together for to bring them. Because the T-shirts, to be honest with you, they get a lot of T-shirts.
Yeah.
And some of the guys,
we should talk to that head guy and find out what they need.
Well, they need one of the things was we said radios would be okay, and then that didn't work out.
Right.
I don't know. It's just they do like T-shirts, but they like unique T-shirts. There was one, a sergeant, double amputee sergeant that was doing his physical therapy. Really terrific, nice guy. And I forgot what his first name was, but he was from South Carolina. And he was 21 years old, and he was talking about his girlfriend and how he wants to get back down there.
Sure.
And the T-shirt on the back, this is the sense of humor these guys had, said, I had a blast in Iraq. He's a Marine. He's tough as nails. Right. And they're just the guy, the attitude there, another message, and I'm not being propaganda here. I'm just telling you what the one of the spokespeople.
You're reporting what you saw.
But he wanted me to get this message how well cared for these guys are. Good. And let me tell you something, man. They are being taken care of. And the attitude of the physical therapist, the attitude of the USO people that we worked with. We worked with the USO of Metropolitan Washington. And the attitude, most importantly, of the guys that are dealing with this. Just incredible. And wives around and mothers around. And Memorial Day weekend, I can't think of anything, any message that I'd like to get out more than figure out in your area if there's a military medical facility, what you might want to do. There's a guy that called the radio show this morning. He was talking about the fact that he plays guitar, and he goes in a couple of times a month, and he plays guitar. And some of the guys say, and they go to these guys. It's not like you're going to have to walk in and go, hey, I'd like to play my guitar. There are liaisons there that will go to the particular service member and say, would you be interested in having somebody say, oh, I love guitar. I'd love to hear that. And he goes in and performs for him. Or you just go in and you want to say hi and hang out. They love to a lot of these guys like to get visitors.
Brighten their day.
Absolutely. I add something to it? And I don't want to be maudlin, but I was actually reading about Memorial Day because I was trying to figure something out for my music show.
Right.
And the VFW issued a statement in 2002. The Veterans of Foreign Wars, really a great bunch of people, but they're troubled that the movement of Memorial Day to a convenient Monday to make a long weekend to indicate the start of summer is really the problem with America's nonchalance observance of Memorial Day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I'm better than anyone because, you know, I'm going to the beach this weekend too.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're out there and enjoying a free weekend,
take a moment.
Take a moment and memorialize the people that fell before you. Because
and not only the people that fell,
and the
Rob.
People, well, you know, and the people that have suffered or been maimed in the effort to protect your liberty.
Because
it's an amazing, amazing holiday. We're a great country that we recognize. We have a federal holiday to recognize these heroes.
Yep.
But the problem is that as a people, and I'm as guilty as everyone else,
we all are.
We're thinking of it as a three-day weekend. Well, it's a little more than that.
It used to be Decoration Day, and that was the day that America went to decorate the graves.
So please. And I don't know, I still can't put my finger on it, why, my God, this year probably will be more than any other Rolling Thunder that I've participated in when we do the Ride of the Patriots.
Right.
It starts at Patriot Harley-Davidson, and it goes down to the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. And I did it the first time. Hey, I got a new motorcycle. This is going to be fun, 2005. I can't wait to do that. And then I got it, and I talk about the motorcycles coming into town. They're already starting to come in here. Yeah. I just love the look.
Yeah.
No, big fat guy with the vest on and everything. I just love
it's
the
badass.
Whole thing. The whole thing just right. It's badass, and at the same time, it's just such a tribute. They're coming here for one reason, really, and it's a tremendous amount of veterans. And they're coming here because it's a great time for motorcycles. It's great camaraderie, but they are coming here because of Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have said to people, I don't care where I end up, I'm going to try to come back to Washington, D.C. for Memorial Day. This is kind of a segue. This is the greatest weekend to be in this city.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. And the first day we did it, it was right down here, down the road at the dealership here in Manassas. And we drove down and they blocked off all the streets on Route 66, a major highway. And we drove in to Washington, D.C.
It's an awesome sight.
And we drove into Arlington, where the Arlington National Cemetery is.
Yeah.
And we drove under a bridge. And there on this bridge, I think, I'm not sure how many years ago, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. God, I'm getting old.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm getting old.
The memory is
and
the first.
Standing on the bridge in his dress blues was a Marine saluting the bikers that were coming in. And at that singular moment, I said to myself, Jesus, this is what it is about. This is about just acknowledging the fact that in order to have what we happen to have in this country, which is total freedom and the ability to say F on a radio show and do all this, is because of a lot of people that bled and died and gave up limbs and still are for this country. And I know it sounds to some people like it might be jive, but I get to be jive because I feel it from the bottom of my heart.
It is something you feel when you experience
it. You did it, and you go down, they make the speeches and stuff like that, and everybody says it's trite and it's an easy, support the troops, support the troops. If you get it, and if you have the privilege, the honor of being able to shake a prosthetic limb that somebody extends to you, you will get it.
Yeah.
You will understand what it's all about.
You have to.
These guys aren't,
this.
Aren't Republicans, Democrats, or they didn't choose this.
No.
They are serving their country. They were sent to battle and they did their duty. Period. With no political agenda whatsoever. And that's what it's all about. And there aren't any politics involved.
You know, like breathing, the act of taking in air and putting out air, that's also trite and easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the right thing to do. Because if you don't, you're going to suffer. Put it all aside. Support them. They're supporting you. They're putting their life on the line for you on a daily basis. That's their career.
Tough to do.
Help them out.
Tough to do. Not easy. If I thought it was easy, if it was easy to do that, to see that for the first time, to see that for the second time, to see a room full, to see from one end of a room to the other, sneakers on the end of prosthetic legs.
Yeah.
50, 60, 70 of them. I'm not exaggerating
here.
I know. It is not easy, but it's a cakewalk compared to what these guys are going through.
I marvel at any occupation that I could never do, and I don't think I could ever do that.
And, a Staten Island quadruple amputee, both his legs and his arms blown off, sitting in his wheelchair and talking to me from Staten Island, New York, and talking to me with his brother. And when you get you're lighthearted and you talk about the Giants and you talk about sports and you try to find some common thread.
Right.
And it is, I don't know, everybody should have the opportunity. I will make the arrangements, hopefully, to get all of us to come down there. Yeah. But, I think maybe in two different groups.
Couple
I think
pairs.
They don't like gangs going on.
If we can wait a little while, I think I know what we can bring them.
Good.
Fruitcake.
Fruitcake! No, I wouldn't do that to my worst enemy. Play the out music. We got to take a break.
You could send it to the
Jesus, I'm not doing that. Wouldn't do that. No, but I like your fruitcake.
What about?
See, this is what I'm saying.
Panettone. Bolivian panettone.
Cookies from Costco.
Actually, next time around the holidays might be a good time to go in there because when you get guys, especially, and here's another quick bulletin before we break. It's still happening, people.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're
coming in with this. This is, we got a couple of wars going on.
Yeah,
think about that this weekend over. We'll take a break. Come back. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome.
Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not, Mr. Diaz. I don't want to lean on you, but now how many days have we? We're almost at the end of the week. You've 4 days completed.
This is 4 days in. Yep.
Give me your vital statistics.
4 days.
1 week ago today, I did my orientation.
Right.
I weighed in at 340 pounds.
He's a natural.
340.
If I let him talk any longer, we will lose the client.
What might be better, RJ, why don't you just tell us not where you started and where you ended, what's the net loss?
Yeah, how much?
Let's keep it simple.
The first day I registered, and it really didn't start till Monday morning.
Is there anyone seriously that can take... That's a really great, dramatic piece of news.
Uh-huh.
Is there anyone...
it's called burying the lead.
Can anyone punt it more than he can?
No, I just don't... I think he's so excited.
12 pounds?
Right.
Yes, sir.
12 pounds, baby.
Incredible.
Let me tell you how I knew that RJ was really making some progress. I've been working from home in the mornings before I come in here as of late because I'm doing some construction on my place.
Excellent. That gives you a chance to work even more.
So we drive in together, and to the right of me is RJ Diaz. And I roll down my window at a red light, and I say, hey, and he sees that I'm there, and I look at him and I said, how's the diet coming along? Just really just two guys talking at a red light.
Making conversation.
And he said, I got to tell you. He's like, I am blown away by the results.
Right, right.
And, blown away.
That's exciting. As excited as I am about my weight loss, and I've been on the program a month, and I'm almost at 32 pounds lost. 32 pounds.
That's great.
This is like, I feel like this is Johnny Carson. And I'm getting married for a fourth time.
Thank you.
And I have a little baby on the way.
Oh.
Yes.
And I'm going to quit smoking.
And I've quit smoking.
Oh.
No. Anyway, Weight Not is it is rapid, but it is healthy. And I think when you're on something for a month and you do it every single day, and I've been really, really good about it. I had a wobble over the weekend and was able to get back on track continue with the weight loss. I'll have a wobble this weekend. And then I'm going to do a few weekends in a row that are going to be – no, I'll probably have a wobble the next weekend too. I have occasional wobbles, but you can hop right back on it. You can't get wobbles yet. You got
to
do at least 3 weeks
you
before
have to
your first wobble.
Earn your wobble.
Earn your wobble. It's Weight Not. Unbelievable results you can believe in. If you are a person that is heavy and you have tried a lot of different programs, check them out. It is rapid. It is healthy. It is Weight Not. And let me tell you something. Weight Not works. And I have done them all. I swear to God, I think I've done every program out there.
It's amazing. The results are impressive.
The thing that I love about Weight Not is the fact that the results are what motivates me more than anything else. Getting on the scale and seeing it down every day is what makes me get excited about it.
32
and, you know, they said, boy, for a sponsor, you talk a long time about this. Well, you know what? Happens to be a sponsor that's changing two lives dramatically on the show. And, you know, when I get something like this, I want to scream about it. Unbelievable results you can believe in. 855 Weight Not. If you're a fat person, give them a call. You won't be fat anymore. That's it. That simple.
That's it.
All right. Moving on with the show right now. I want to touch base with you guys because I didn't get a chance to talk to you yesterday. Get everybody's opinion about Oprah. And has anyone else tracked with the Oprah farewell saga that has been going on?
I have plenty of tape if you want to hear it.
All right. As much as I was given my little spiel about Walter Reed, you know, I don't want to come back and be too judgmental on Oprah, but there's a part of me that says, God damn, it's a TV show.
Right. There's no farewell show, as she said. There's no goodbyes.
Until next time or whatever the hell.
Until you find me on my cable channel that no one can find.
It's not even a TV show, Mike. It's a love letter.
And a classroom.
Yes. Would you like to hear just a little of it? I know you don't get much food every day. Would you like to try and hold it down?
Here it is. I want to make sure I'm not overreacting to the whole schmaltz. But when somebody came back, they had one of those little local TV stations here in Washington that did a round table. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, and she's as humble as she's ever been. I didn't think she was humble.
No.
I thought she was just like, here is my teaching moment for you. You know, almost as though she was a religious leader.
The professor.
Yes. That's what I got
she
the impression
She actually closed
of.
With some religious words. And you know what? To carry the teacher thing further, she talked about writing it. What does she call them? A gratuity or a gratitude journal?
A gratitude journal.
Not only does she teach, she hands out homework. She does. I don't want to do that. Here she is yesterday. This is her talking about how her show is like a school, and the show was actually a love letter.
It is no coincidence that I always wanted to be a teacher, and I ended up in the world's biggest classroom. And this, my friends, will be our last class from this stage.
All right, stop it right there. This will be our last class because I am better than you and I can teach you. That's what I'm hearing.
Now, burst into applause when she said that? We're done here. Yeah!
And I know, listen, I know that Oprah has
had some good
television programs that have done a lot of good over the years. I talked about Walter Reed 10 minutes ago. I was watching the last show and there's a shot of her where I was standing yesterday.
But if I had $750 million, I'd probably do some good too. Lots of people would.
Work that in.
Yeah.
I just don't. I wish there really was a little more humility. You know what I mean? Letterman, for example, Buzz, there's
Nobody
always that
better.
Self-deprecation, that level of real, like, I know that I'm not deserving of any of this.
Right.
That he just weaves through his whole show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what. At the end of the day, she's an entertainer, and everybody kind of forgets that when they get wrapped up in the how great Oprah is. And yes, I've defended her in the past for the good she's done.
You can't. I can't argue that.
And while I don't agree,
so have you.
I don't agree with
no way.
I don't agree with the way that she went out, just because. Yeah. And we talked about it yesterday. I said that all these people that showed up for her farewell shows, all the A-list celebrities, they're not necessarily doing it because they actually. You know, some of them may have real friendships with Oprah, but there's a lot to gain from that friendship.
Oh, you bet your ass.
So, not the friendship being on that show.
Oh, of course.
But the biggest watched thing on daytime television in years.
The friendship gets you on that program.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it be Jerry Seinfeld and his wife getting on, who, you know, wrote a book and all of a sudden the book becomes a bestseller.
Right.
Or it's Tom Cruise who wants to revive his really, not his career, but he wants to really be part of this thing that's Oprah.
Right. He wants to set his image straight. Mm-hmm.
He almost ruined his image
while he was on there. Yeah.
Right. So he wanted to use
Oprah
but to fix
all
it.
These guys that come there, I don't think they're going to come there because, like Madonna said, you changed my life and I look up to you. They're going there just like we would go there to any CEO we worked for, and if he had a big party, we would be there and we'd be right up in that bosom trying to make sure we come back around if something else happens.
And if we sound too cynical, well, Jesus, nobody's doing this cynicism.
Right.
It's just, all hail, because she's incredibly powerful,
yes,
and she's incredibly successful. that everybody's kissing her ass, and I think it's silly.
I remember the earliest days of her career, and I was really excited about Oprah. I said, wow, you know, one of the first shows that I saw her do in Chicago, I said, here's an amazingly talented broadcaster. She is really slick. I am super, super impressed. I predict great things for her, but I think part of the problem is the power, the success. There's no good can come of that much power, and that much money.
And can I say something as a man?
Yeah.
As a man,
right?
And Don and I said this way back in the day, the Man Hater Show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many shows did she do
so many.
About men doing horrible things? Mm-hmm. I got news for you, Oprah. Mm-hmm. Women do horrible things occasionally, too. We wouldn't have minded to see that in your first 4 years of your show. Right. But no, it didn't sell to the house for us, so she didn't do that. So she got, you know, as a dude, I was like, oh, Jesus, can we see another Whose Baby Is It?
Another beating.
She was doing Whose Baby Is It long before Maury was.
She's a very clever businesswoman.
Let's listen to some more of her, and I just want to see if it comes through a little bit. And, you know, I salute her for her success.
Where's Phil Donahue?
There will be no guests. There will be no makeovers, no surprises. Really, no surprises.
And there she uses that voice because she's funny.
Yeah, because she should have given away cars to everybody on the way out. That bitch. Yeah.
Surprise overload from United Center. You will not be getting a car or a treat.
Oh, dear.
This last hour is really about me saying thank you.
Okay. I think we should have stopped
That's
it
cool.
about this last hour is about me.
I love that. Okay, I love this hour is about me saying thank you.
Right.
That's terrific.
Right.
That's really good stuff. I like that, you know, but it wasn't about her saying thank you. No. It was about her telling you what I have learned over the because having the blessing of having the television show that was very successful, which is really all it is.
Yeah.
It is a successful television show.
Mm-hmm. And it never succeeded in prime time. I want to point that out.
But it's important to note that
daytime TV show.
She's not saying thank you. She's telling you the way to live your life.
But the people that are under the Oprah spell are hearing thank you.
Yes.
They're hearing thank you.
Right. Let's say any more of this.
It is my love letter to you.
I'm sorry. No, I mean, I would say something like love and all that. You do feel love when you do anything
that's
broadcasting and interacts with people. You do get that kind of feedback. I mean, my God, in this little tiny thing, this speck of media that we do, we get it from people, too, and it feels great.
Mostly when we opened the school. I do want to hear, Mike, she offers advice.
And I'm really, I tell you, if I had the success that she has, I do it the same way. I would do a pay it forward thing. I try to do I try to do some shows that really would benefit people's lives. I just wish there was a little more humility involved.
You know what?
But then again, she doesn't have that. Maybe that's why she's successful. Because so many people in media, Rob, that are successful don't have that humility.
If I had that success, that kind of power, I would pay it forward, but not on my show.
Right.
I would do it behind the scenes.
Probably.
Because you know what? It's not about paying it forward with all the house frows to see you. It is. She flirted with it when she opened that school.
You know,
did cover that very, very carefully on her show.
Isn't that the equivalent kind of, isn't this really our athletes, our people like Oprah, isn't that the equivalent of our royalty now?
Oh,
isn't
absolutely.
That our queens and kings?
Absolutely.
Athletes and celebrities,
you know,
and
you
in general.
You saw the video of the people gathered around the railing, you know,
In the old days, we had, you know, the elite political types, like the Kennedys, but that has been diluted, and there is no real political elite to have us be our royalty. So all we have are our stars.
Do you think if Oprah was dining with the Queen, and she gave a speech, and she pulled her glass up to cheers, the Queen would have cheersed Oprah instead of snubbing Obama? Well, did you see that?
No.
Oh,
share.
My God.
Share.
What happened
Do you have the audio?
I have it from yesterday.
Oh,
I think.
Please.
Obama took a long pause when he was toasting the Queen.
Yeah.
And the Queen just sat there, and the band started to play, like the end of the Academy Awards.
So,
really?
So it's a faux pas on Obama's part, because he basically the music was playing, and he thought that was the time to start talking. And he didn't know otherwise. And the Queen is to his left, and he's in a talks, and he really gives a nice speech.
Right.
And he says to the Queen, and he cheers her, and she looks at him.
He toasts her, Oscar.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to let it go four times.
She toasts her.
Right.
And she looks at him like he is, there's no other way to say this, just like the hired help that somehow got up there.
Wow.
And it was the most awkward thing to watch.
I don't know if the audio will carry, but I do have the audio. I get the impression that if the Queen were to dine with Oprah, the Queen would bone up on protocol.
That's the thought I got. Yes. Here is a hunk of Obama's toast with the Queen.
To Her Majesty, the Queen.
Nothing.
To the vitality of the special relationship between our peoples, and, in the words of Shakespeare, to this blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this England. To the Queen.
Well, they screwed up. The band screwed up.
Yeah, but that's what I think.
Yeah, the protocol, he is following protocol. He is giving a toast to the Queen, and then he goes to the Queen. The problem is he did it at the front and at the end. The band took the cue to the Queen and started playing.
Yeah. But I do think that the Queen, I know she's the Queen. I know she's the Queen.
Right.
Would it have killed her to raise her glass?
Maybe. I don't know.
She had her hands folded
right underneath
her belt line if she was wearing a belt.
I don't know.
And she just looked at him and looked away. Looked at him.
I'm not an Anglophile, so I don't know what protocol is. However,
I know she's the Queen.
But you talk about boning up on protocol. The protocol might be you're going to toast the Queen, and she doesn't raise because she is the monarch. She's toasted.
She's not our monarch.
Yeah, but
they're fakes.
I know, but wait a minute.
They're phonies.
Hold on a second. Of course they are. I'm talking about protocol.
Okay,
right now.
But when you see William and Harry,
I got to see the video.
Don't they seem human? They seem like pretty good guys.
Of course they're human.
Harry would take a shot with the president.
Do not put an Irish Catholic in the position of defending the royal family, those bastards. We should have blown them all up. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
But I'm saying that this guy is the future king. And as you know from playing cards, king outranks a queen.
Hold on.
Would it have killed her to help him out?
The protocol might be that she's not supposed to.
Right. BS.
She's been toasted 1,000 times, and she probably never raises her glass.
The subject of the toast is to remain humble and not do anything.
Yes.
I think she was doing the right thing.
Yeah, what did
I
the
think
new,
much too much has been made of this.
How did the... Yeah, and made by... Once again, here we are with people that want to jump on Obama that are going to say, he screwed up. And I'm going to say, hold on a second.
No,
I think the band screwed up.
What does it matter anyway?
I'm saying it's the exact opposite. I think the band's at fault, and I think it would have been really nice if that broad would have picked up her stemware.
Sure, but she probably... What if she has never done that in all the time?
Right.
You don't think
then
the Queen has been toasted before?
It's time for her to start.
It was an epic fail, and the way the news reports it is that it was a misstep from Mr. Obama.
Really?
And Mr. Obama.
I don't see it that
way. Mr. Obama said, look,
I wish Ronick was here. He'd be in his computer right now, and we would say, what's the protocol?
I'm just going to isolate you saying, I wish Ronick was here.
There was a gap. There was a gap in the music. You saw the music come up as he started the toast, right?
The music came up immediately when he said, to the Queen.
Yes.
And what he does is he does that Obama thing where he goes,
pauses.
To the Queen. They thought because he had a glass in his hand, and they said to the Queen, Nigel, that's over there with his rotten teeth with the baton in his hand, probably just go, hello, there we go with the Queen.
No one else, when he toasted the Queen, no one else in the room toasted.
Oh,
it
really?
Was just him.
And it is my opinion that if not for the United States, England would have sunk into the ocean years ago. They owe us a little
it
bit.
It was painful to
here
watch.
Here I am trying. They don't get it. They don't get what I'm trying to defend here.
No.
All I'm saying is I want to verify. I want to vet these newscasts that have covered this as an Obama mistake.
Right.
When it is, I think, protocol, because I think I've seen it before, that you offer the Queen of Toast. She does not raise a glass.
She's the subject of
the
toast.
She is the subject of the toast.
The president joked the next day. He said, I felt like it was like kind of like a soundtrack when the music went, I started talking.
Okay, here's what I think it was.
Yes.
Same thing as of a, hey, and a guy that's performed admirably, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Oscar Santana. Give him a nice round. You're not supposed to clap. I was trying to fill the sound.
Yeah, okay.
It's the same thing. You're not supposed to.
The thing that surprised me.
I'd like to dig deeper into that.
Exactly.
I'm fascinated by it now that you brought it up.
The thing that surprised me the most is what the Queen was drinking. It was one of those hats with two cans of beer in it. But she wouldn't even put the straw in her mouth?
Right, exactly. And
what
I know,
a bitch.
And, well, you know what? She has to have one of those hands free, if you know what I mean.
I think I do.
But that's the difference.
Diddle, diddle, whittle, whittle.
The difference between a woman like the Queen, and I can't believe I'm making this comparison, and a woman like Oprah.
Yes.
The Queen has no appreciable talent.
Right.
Oprah does.
Well,
right, exactly.
That.
I mean, what does she do? Wake up and be rich.
For one thing, the Queen has no gag reflex.
Oh,
hello. The Queen.
It's quite a scepter.
The gag reflex.
The gag reflex.
Real quick, before we go to break, too, I want to ask Buzz about something. I want to ask Rob about something. Rob, weekend plans for Memorial Day. What are you doing?
I'm surprising the kids tonight. They get home from school, as always, at about 14 minutes after 3. Mm-hmm. Jabril comes to my home today. I'm going to put them in the car and take them to the Eastern Shore. They don't know they have tomorrow off.
Yeah, Shaniqua has already given you permission to take Jabril.
Her name is Amina.
Amina.
And yes, Amina. She knows because Jabril right. arrived with a bag this morning.
Okay.
And I had
Was that a little tell with the bag?
Yes, but Robert is not excessive. Robert is very strong. And Julia is very smart, but Julia doesn't care because right. they're boys.
Right.
So what happens is Jabril knows that we're going, but I told him.
Does he ever arrive with a bag?
If he thinks he's going to stay the night. It's
okay,
happened.
Okay. So he could be doing an overnight.
Right. But right. the thing that's great is Jabril knows that we're going to the beach.
Right.
And he's just dying to tell Robert.
Right.
And so last night when we're having dinner, he says, Robert, something really good's going to happen tomorrow. And Robert says, what? He says, I can't tell you. Robert says, are you graduating? But there is one thing, and I don't want
to... Those two are cute yeah. together.
I don't want to come off as a moron or a prick or a guy who doesn't understand the cultures of others.
Yeah.
But I received instruction that Jabril needs to wear sunscreen. I had no idea.
There was I'm driving in today.
I need to put it on his head. Actually, I'm not going to actually lotion the boy myself since he is not my actual
son. Yeah,
that'd
be a little awkward.
I think I'm going to let him lotion himself, but.
I'm driving in today and I'm listening to that suck ass news station that they have.
WJFK?
Yes, WJFK. And they had CBS News talking about sunscreen and how people of darker complexions, Latinos yes. and African Americans mm-hmm. need to put on it's just as dangerous.
I had
skin is skin.
No yep. idea. Right. And I told Carrie, I said, I didn't know this. And she looked at me like I'm an idiot.
It's actually
I wouldn't know either.
It's actually more dangerous for the African American community because if they get a mole,
right.
it's harder to catch.
Right.
Right.
You don't see
it's
it.
Cancerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
And then it got very quiet.
So you see,
I love that.
What I say is that for the first time,
that's exactly what it would be like in a cocktail. I've heard it. All right, well, who wants chicken?
All right, to the queen.
That's wonderful.
For the first time in nearly 15 years, Carrie taught me something.
That's exciting, Rob.
Is that I need to lotion thing number three.
I'd love to get to, I know you do Jabrilliance, but I would love to somehow get the Kids Say the Darndest Things with Jabril and Robert sometime. I'd love to hear those conversations.
You know what? We plan for our summertime getaway, you may get your wish.
Ah, very exciting.
So we have some stuff planning. So we're going down to the beach. I plan to have lots of Jabril stories when I return.
Right.
And yes, we will be traveling with a trash can in the back seat this time.
In case of vomit.
That's right. Jabril has been on nothing but water for 40 hours.
Buzz Burbank, you will be what, in traffic court the entire weekend?
That's right.
Fighting.
I'm going to prison.
Your brother-in-law is coming into town.
Yeah, he is. He's arriving today by motorcycle, and he's been driving through the storm system that's been passing through the central part of the country. So he was plenty soaked when I talked to him last night. Oh, but he should be arriving this afternoon for that ride to the wall with you this weekend.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, I don't know, riding a motorcycle and that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the forecast is calling for it. There are, you if you don't ride in the rain, you don't ride. That's what they say. But I am, I don't know. Part of me says bring the whole Gore-Tex
gear.
Crap that you put. And then the other part of me says, no.
What
just
you need is a hat.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be at outdoor festivals all weekend.
Yeah, but what if you get.
Are you?
What if you get chilly?
I'm going to be close to home.
What I don't think
relatively close to
I'd
home.
I'd hate for you to take a chill and catch a cold.
Oh, shut up. All right, we're going to take a break. Play the goddamn music. We'll be right back with Rob's Audio Vault after this. Welcome back to MichaelMarisShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by The Man Gray. Yeah. Don't disappoint your dad this year, you hump. Get him steakhouse quality grilling at home with 100% cast iron man grates. Grilled food of all kinds never tasted so good. Professionally prepared on a man grate. The same kind of grates you see in restaurants everywhere. Big, thick, cast iron ones that make your steak a real man steak.
Yeah.
No flare-ups or dry meat either. To get the $19.99 Father's Day special and a kick-ass grill brush, which seriously is the greatest grill brush I have ever used, and I have bought a lot of them. This one is the best. And I actually think man grates are great. I love the grill brush better than the man
grate. The brush is great.
The best thing about the brush, now that you have it, it's so much easier for you to apply your Just for Men.
It is. It's so much. Oh, my beard never looked better.
My white walls have never been whiter.
You're catching me on a touch-up day, Rob.
Oh, I know.
You look here. It's kind of underneath the surface and stuff like that.
Yeah, you looked very like a magician at the golf tournament.
Oh, Blackstone.
Yes, very much so.
Blackstone.
Hello. oh, I'm going to make the ball disappear.
Yeah, I'm so glad you didn't say to me that day that I looked like that.
No, I didn't.
So then it would have been later, and I would have been in my crazy time.
Then you would have found your way to my room.
Hey, hit the Man Great Batter on our webpage today. It. Not batter, banner.
Banner.
For your dad or yourself, get the Man Great. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Thursday, May 26, 2011. Let's find out what's going on, Rob. Spiewak.
Thank you for opening the thing, Mike. You know that.
Rob, I'm sorry. I hate to do that.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
You get rolling.
Bud Smith.
Buzz gave me this to read. Bud Smith writes, "Hey, guys, I will be celebrating my birthday on Friday the 27th by taking the day off from work to enjoy a long weekend of grilling on my brand new Man Grill.
Nice. That's awesome.
While sporting my SD T-shirt. Is this guy
that
a
P1?
A birthday song would be the best thing I can think of to kick off my birthday. Thanks again for all you do. Love you long time." That's from Bud Smith. Bud Smith, it's your birthday.
You know, and Mike, we really don't have the luxury of time.
We really don't have time.
Happy birthday. Bud Smith.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
All right. You know, Mike, when your family has a member that is...
When your heart is breaking.
No, you have a person in your family that has a secret love child.
Yes.
With a governor/movie star. What do you do?
What do you do, Rob?
You stay in the woodwork for a little while. Then you do interviews.
Oh, she's out?
No, not she. First of all, him. How would you say the name, Oscar? R-O-G-E-L-I-O.
Rogelio.
Rogelio. Rogelio Bena wanted to go to a good news organization. This is the husband of Mildred.
Rogelio.
Oh. Yes.
Are they divorced or are they together?
I think they're together.
Rogelio.
Oh, my God.
Rogelio. He went straight, Mike, to the top of the rock.
Does it begin with an F?
No, he went to Insider.
Oh, Insider.
No. And he feels betrayed.
What are you feeling?
I am very angry. Very angry.
Did she tell you?
Mike, he's very angry.
That's that hottie, though, that I have on the show now. That's Brooke Anderson. Oh, she was on our show.
From The Insider?
She's so hot.
May I mention this real quick?
Please. Go right ahead.
A part of me dies inside every time one of these stories breaks and it happens to be like a Latin American, a person that's involved.
Does that bug you?
A Latino.
Yeah.
Because first off, you know, while I think Mildred, every woman has their thing and every man has their thing. It takes two to tangle, if you will. It's tough, though, to see this happen because all these people, they're just kind of ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear this guy.
Oh, you can't call him ignorant because he's sad because he's
been
betrayed.
No, it's just
he's angry, too.
It doesn't represent my people well. That's the bottom line.
Well, the problems are multifold. His name is Rogelio.
But your people, you know, here's the thing about your people.
Yes.
And everybody should know this about any immigrants that come into this country. This whole thing about, this immigrant crap has been going on since this was a country.
Right.
Your people are sounding this way because many of your people are just here.
The problem
used to
be. And
you give these people a generation or so, they're going to sound like you and everything's going to be fine.
The problem used to be Mike's people.
Big time.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. No Irish need apply.
No, and the thing, my people kicked the crap out of my people, one of your favorite movies.
Yeah.
Watch that. Watch the way the Irish treated the new Irish coming in.
I agree.
I mean, you get it everywhere. You know, the fact is, though, that's why they sound like this, but it's also, you know, Arnold's fresh off the boat.
There would have been a problem for my people, too, but not a lot of Polish people could find their way to America.
Thank you.
They tried and tried.
We just can't stop circling.
He's so... Polish! Let's go back to Rogelio Bena. Mike, he's so betrayed.
Okay.
What are you feeling?
I am very angry. Very angry.
Did she tell you it was your child?
Sure.
When this woman is on your show on The Edge, does she talk slow to you too?
She's so hot.
How are you?
I like Brooke Anderson. Yes. Don't pick on her style.
Come for saying, my son.
When did you find out?
1 week ago. He say, it's my son, Arnold.
What would you say to Arnold?
He is my hero. And now my feeling for him is not good, betraying.
What would you
see, Mike, Arnold was his hero, but now his feeling for him is no good.
I hate
really?
You,
Rob.
Say to Maria.
I'm so sorry. She is the wonderful lady.
Will you keep acting as his father?
True.
Yeah.
I think he's calling in right now.
Oh, do we have him?
That's really fortunate.
Rogelio?
Rogelio's.
Luckily, he's calling on a phone from 1940.
It's quite a get.
Hello? Is this Rogelio Bena?
How is this, Rob?
Yes, how are you?
Rogelio, not home.
Oh, I have a question. How do you feel about Arnold banging your wife?
Betray?
Yes. Betray. Does it make you happy or sad?
Sad.
How sad?
Very sad.
Does it make you mad?
He made me mad.
Rogelio.
Hola.
Buenos dias.
¿Cómo está?
I'm going to keep this in English for our English listeners here.
Thank you.
I would say that was there any type of maybe hesitation on your end that this young man may not be your child, considering that the child looks just like Arnold Schwarzenegger, apparently?
I don't understand anything you just said.
Is the child look more like Arnold now that you realize that Arnold is the father?
See.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I gotta go.
I had a couple other questions for
you. I don't care.
Just really quick. You are sad and you're upset with Arnold?
Si.
Never mind.
Si. I don't know what you're trying to get me to do.
I'm sorry.
So, what the hell are you doing,
just
Rob?
Trying to do an old Jack Benny bit.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask about your sister.
You're trying to get me to be my name, Jose Jimenez?
Well, kind of.
Is that how far back you want to start? You want to go back to Jose?
Jesus Christ, Rob. I'm not going to go back to Jose Jimenez.
No, it was
going to
go say, are you sad? C. Are you mad? C. Is your sister also mad? C. What's her name? Sue.
All right, let's do it for Rob. I'll do this one.
Okay, let's go again. Here we go.
Rogelio. Are you upset with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Si.
Are there other people in your family that are upset?
Si.
Is your sister upset?
Si.
What's her name?
Sue.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Adios.
Oh, my God.
Jack Benny program.
Rob, we only have time for a few more.
Okay, well, then let me do this. I think we can probably close with this. Because when you have a hot-breaking, maybe the biggest news story of the year happening in your family, where do you go?
Where do you go?
Telemundo. That's who interviewed Jackie Rosso.
Who's Jackie that? Rosso?
Mildred's oldest daughter.
Oh no.
Let's
listen to Jackie Rosso.
Here we
Jackie
go.
Rosso. I mean, she'll sound better.
Yes.
Mildred's oldest daughter.
Jackie Rosso. Here she comes
now. She's like
now.
A superwoman, pretty much. You know, she's always, you know, been there for us, for me and my brothers. And, you know, that's why me and my brothers will always be there for her, you know, no matter what. I love my mom very much, and she's, you know, great inspiration for any woman that, you know, is out there, you know, working
wants
for the
to be
kids.
An adult, her?
Doesn't matter what any newspaper says or anything, because
right.
You know, I know my mom and you know her friends and her family. We all know her.
Yeah, they all know her.
There's only one word in there that was a tell for me. Do you know which one it was?
No.
Newspaper.
Sound like George Lopez.
I'm not really concerned with the accent. Uh-huh. I think that it's.
It's the content.
It's the content of the conversation.
Her problem is not the way she's talking. Is the fact that she's indicating that it's okay. Her mom's a superwoman. She went out and screwed the governor because she loves me.
Jesus. Yeah.
She's been an inspiration to me.
Should we watch you on TBS?
No.
I thought you were George Lopez.
Give me a break.
Okay.
All right, one more.
Okay, I close with this because it's going to be of no use when we come back. This is from Dancing with the Stars, and they were promoting it this week. It's a time that Kirstie Alley cheated death, Mike. Do you know how she cheated death?
I have no idea. I'm looking forward to it.
I think you'll enjoy this tape.
Do you know that I almost died once choking on a parakeet? I had this bird, and I was going, and he would put his little feet right here on my lip, and I was going, and he put his head down my throat. I was pulling him out with a tail, and as I was doing it, I was thinking, I can't die choking on a parakeet.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio.
Good stuff. We will take a break. Come back with Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, everybody, I hope you enjoy your Memorial Day. There'll be a chance of thunder showers all weekend, but mostly sunny.
Oh, no.
Gotta hit it again. Sorry, I hate to do this to
you. No problem.
All right, hold on.
Gotta make this right.
K-H. KCJJ. Let's start again.
Excellent. Steve will love you.
I'm a little tired. Hold on. All right. KCJJ AM 1630. Steve Bridges, Tommy Lang, Tom Suter, Billy Suter, the office staff, and everybody else. From Mike O'Mara's show's gang to your gang, we say have an exquisite Memorial Day weekend, and everybody do it Iowa style.
You remember.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, now it's time for a Buzz Burbank.
Well done, Rogelio.
Very good. All right. Sorry.
What an unfortunate keystroke.
I've gotten that reception before.
That might be a t-shirt. What an unfortunate keystroke. Boy, how many people have said that, sending that wrong email?
Oh, yeah.
Buzz Burbank, what do you got for us today?
Well, first, our sponsor, which is The Bonus Show. Get a month-long subscription today for just $3.99 or become a VIP and get these special shows plus the live video feed, raw shows, and more. Now, we're offering a match game video package for non-VIP members. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/matchgame to order. A bill was being considered in Texas that would have made it a crime for airport security screeners to touch your genitals during a pat-down.
Yes.
That bill has now been scrapped.
Flying through Dallas again, Mike?
Yes. Listen, I know. I understand that I'm going to Minnesota, and I understand that there are all of these pesky little nonstops out of Dulles Airport. Can I connect through DFW, please?
We have you going Dallas to El Paso, Wichita Falls, back to Dulles.
A Texas lawmaker wanted to outlaw such intimate searches, but now the bill has been scrapped because the federal government threatened to ground all flights out of Texas if the bill passed.
Really?
So the bill has now been withdrawn. Amazing.
You know. So you can't touch the beanbag.
You can. In fact, TSA screeners have been and can and will continue to do so because this Texas law will never go through.
Oh. Otherwise, well, if that's the case, I better get there early. Plenty to search on this guy.
Otherwise, nobody was going to be flying out of Texas.
Rob is just making a big joke about his big balls.
Well, not so much the balls, just the generous scrotum.
Oh, God. Yeah. Stop it.
That's what the guy told me.
You.
The 9/11 Commission, which issued recommendations after that terrorist attack in 2001.
You want some Pepto, Oscar?
That's so gross.
Now, all I could think about is his hair down there as long as his hair up there.
Oh, God, that's so gross. Let's not degenerate before the holiday.
Also in a ponytail.
Oh, God. With beads on it.
I'm going to say yes.
All right.
The 9/11 Commission had some recommendations.
His bag looks like David Allen Coe's chin.
Timely.
So nasty. Oh, gross.
And the commission is happy with some of the progress we've made, but says there's still a lot that we haven't done. Commission members say we're still lacking in screening passengers and baggage in all forms of transportation. I know you and I have talked about trains.
Yeah, trains, horrible.
They say the communication between agencies still isn't what it ought to be. That hasn't been corrected. And despite all this, the commission says too little has been done to protect the privacy of innocent citizens in our quest to flush out terrorists.
I like to go through Dallas so they'll touch my privacy.
Yeah, your privacy.
Our relationship with Pakistan has been strained ever since we snuck over their border to take out bin Laden and then blamed Pakistan for either hiding him or not finding him sooner. Now, the Pakistan government has requested that we reduce our military presence within its borders, and today, the U.S. says we'll do just that. For what it's worth, we've only had about 200 personnel inside Pakistan lately anyway.
Now, see you later. What we'll do is we'll gather on the border for the ultimate invasion.
That's right.
I sounded so hawkish there.
I'll never see it.
I normally don't sound that. No, that's right. We'll get out of here. We've got a couple hundred here, but we're going to put 70,000 on the Afghan border.
I like the fact that they made that request. Didn't we make a request to tell us if any leaders showed up and hid behind a compound wall?
I hate to sound cocky, but it's kind of like you just met the guys that are going to defend you, going to protect you. Mm-hmm. You know, I got news. Here's a little bulletin, world. We have unquestionably the baddest ass, toughest, most incredible people in our military.
That's true.
I mean, really, there's not. You'll never catch us.
And the coolest equipment.
You'll never catch us. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. I don't care what country it is. Ha-ha. Our guys are simply too tough.
That's it.
They are. I mean, there was a guy down there that trained amputees to use weapons after they get their legs shot off. And they're going back in because they want to know how to use their weapons. There is a training facility to do that. You know, it's incredible. It really is.
We got the best military and the best hamburgers.
Oh, we got good hamburgers.
Step off, Pakistan.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Here at home, a Republican congressman is accusing President Obama of breaking the law with our military operation in Libya. Justin Amash of Michigan says the president crossed that line when he failed to get congressional approval for the operation within the required 60 days. So the congressman has now proposed cutting funding for the anti-Gaddafi mission there. Jared Lee Loeffner has been found unfit to stand trial for the shooting of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Loeffner, who told the court yesterday he believes he killed the congresswoman, will remain under psychiatric care until he's found fit for trial, which may or may not ever happen.
Probably not. I think this guy is very, very far away.
Yeah. While former presidential candidate John Edwards is being investigated for possibly using campaign money to cover up his affair, now there's an investigation to see if former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger used taxpayer money to cover up his affairs, plural.
I just say, when you think with the little dick, you know, I mean, it's
do
just...
you mean little brain?
Little brain, sorry.
Hold on, let me make a note of something.
We'll you have to
we'll,
do an edit.
We'll let it out a little. There.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I don't know. No, it's just...
It makes him so sad.
I was saying to Carla... you're talking about John Edwards, and you really look back at John Edwards. Mm-hmm. I mean, this close to being the vice president of the United States. I mean, and doing what he was doing while
he
this...
did such good
this
work.
This happens when he's in office. Mm-hmm. These absolute just... arrogant humps. I don't want to use bad language here, but a guy like John Edwards, you know, that would have really, really thrown the country for a loop. And they have no more regard. You know what you do to John Edwards? Seriously.
Okay, what?
You throw away the key. You set an example using campaign funds because you impregnated a woman and you don't have the stones to come out, Mr. Trial Lawyer. You're everything that's bad about this guy. I swear to God, son of a bitch.
He's pretty. He'll do very well in prison.
He'll be
very popular.
And I'm a Democrat. Yeah. This guy is a dink. And they ought to throw the book at him to set an example for this. I really believe that. You know, this guy, if he got elected and he was vice president of the United States and this goes down, do you know what this happened? What happens to us around the world? Yeah. It really would have been a very, very bad situation. Yeah, we'd look like he'd embarrass the country. So there's more at stake than just campaign finances.
If such a thing is possible, we'd be even more hated.
Hey, how you doing, Bill? Yeah, this is John. Listen, I'm running for president. You got to say that you're the father of the baby. Can you do that for me, huh? Can you help me out? I swear to God, that guy's worth pawn scum.
Interesting.
Scumbag.
You should bring that up. A new survey shows that only 57% of women voters in the U.S. are influenced at the polls by a candidate's infidelity. For male voters, it's 50%. And while those figures are lower,
not related. That story is in no more. That story you're reading right now that you're trying to tie into
it.
You know, no. The fact is that is no more tied into John Edwards. Infidelity is completely different than what this guy did. What this guy did was take his campaign money, use his campaign on the payroll aid to cover his ass because he got a woman pregnant and had a love child that he was still supporting. That's a lot different than going out and getting a nobby somewhere. You know,
love child never met.
Get so mad at John Edwards. I really do.
No, I understand that, especially since he was doing a lot of good and could have done a lot more good, as well as possibly doing a lot of damage, as you pointed out.
Amen.
But talking about, there's been a rash of this. I mean, we're talking about politicians in general. There have been a lot of cases in the news in recent years of politicians and their infidelity. Yeah. And that's what this survey is really about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised. Well, I think some people are surprised to see that voters in this country are saying, only about half of us are saying that would make any difference on whether or not we'd elect somebody. If we knew a guy, for example, just had an affair, we may or may not, that may or may not affect our vote.
Well, I mean, the statistics would bear out that a tremendous amount of Americans have had infidelity in their lives, and they have involved themselves in that.
And what I'm saying here, I think what the story is saying here, what the numbers are saying, is that while about half voters, 57% of women, 50% of men, wouldn't care, wouldn't take that into account.
Yeah, I just took issue because of the order that things were going in there, and I wanted to make sure, because I really think that
you're right about
guy,
the distinction with Edwards.
You know, just what, all I do is process it this way, is thinking what he could have done, what he would have done to the country at a time when, we probably wouldn't need that happening. That freaked me out.
Would have done the same thing he did to Riel Hunter.
Yeah, I know. Screwed her, Rob.
Exactly.
And while the figures in this survey are lower than you might expect, they're still higher than they would be in Europe. In France, only 20% of voters say that they would be swayed by a candidate such demarital affairs.
I don't care about
the affair. Well, that is all there is. However, do not try to rape the maid.
That's right.
Right. Then you get in big trouble, mon ami.
Take the blue pills, then you get into the show.
About 30% of Germany. Finally, from our Men Like Women's Breasts department, in Chicago, a lawyer is objecting to the big-breasted woman sitting at the opposition's table in small claims court. He says the provocatively dressed woman is distracting the jury and that she isn't a paralegal as she has claimed.
Uh-oh.
But it's only the distraction the lawyer finds objectionable. Quoting him, "Personally, I like large breasts." And in nearby Kenosha, Wisconsin, wow. Father Michael Nowak has been arrested on charges of misusing a telephone.
Oh, no.
The Catholic priest is accused of calling two teenage girls for some sexy talk.
Oh, no.
He allegedly asked a 17-year-old to wear a low-cut top to, quote, show off your cha-chas. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, the amazing thing, Nowak, that's part of the Catholic policy, isn't it?
Nowak. That's right. Very good. Our show today was brought to you by the DR Trimmer Mower. Don't do it.
I know. There's
gotta get out of here.
To do.
It's a trimmer. It's a mower. It's the original trimmer on wheels with five times the power of handheld models, backed by 25 years of innovation. The DR Trimmer Mower cuts waist-high grass and weeds without clogging or tangling, and it goes where other trimmers can't. The DR Trimmer Mower. For a free catalog, a free DVD, and free shipping, visit drtrimmer.com or click their ad on our website. That's it for Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Michael O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
You are the winter, fall, and spring. You are the sun that summertime brings. You are the stars in the nighttime sky. You are my girl and I'm your guy. You got me all tied up in knots, and I'm loving you lots and lots. I'm just loving you lots and lots. I'm loving you lots and lots. Soft as a baby's sigh. You are my girl and I'm your guy. That's why I'm loving you lots and lots. I'm just loving you lots and lots. I'm all tied up in knots. I'm just loving you lots and lots. All tied up in knots, and I'm loving you lots and lots. I'm just loving you lots and lots. I'm loving you lots and lots.